Sound of Pump by Tony Roach.
All right, Barry. You look busy.
Dodgy, mate. It's chaos in here. It's all the crew from that film they're making round the corner.
Hey, Chuck. I think I fixed that jetpack.
Don't pass it in here, Chuck. You'll hit the... Hey, you, Chuck.
Yes, Chuck.
How's the flamethrower?
Hey, okay.
Yo, Chuck.
Yes, Chuck.
Better make those blanks.
Yeah, you want to be careful, Barry. I heard that health and safety are doing the rounds this week.
Cheers, Dodger.
Where's Gary?
In the other bar, with the health and safety.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Better take a look. See how he's getting on with Mr. Buttle.
And what's this?
Oh, it's our own brew. Here, try one.
Oh, my God, look, I'm blind. What is that stuff?
We call it Barry and Gary's beer. It'll make you go blind.
Gary?
No, we don't call it that as such. We call it Barry and Gary's beer that'll make you feel fine. Yeah, that's right.
I need to sit down.
No, don't sit there. That chair's got... Ow! Woodworm.
Never mind. I'll just stand.
Oh, watch out for the...
rat.
Have you got rats?
No. Purely a preventative measure.
So you haven't got rats?
Definitely not.
Ah, here comes our reconnaissance right now. What news?
Ah, the last of the steel traps has been put out of commission.
Excellent. At last the way is clear. My fellow rats, we attack tonight at dusk. On tomorrow morning at 11, we open the first ever pub run by rats for rats.
What will we call it?
The Devonshire Arms.
Well, I've got my sight back now, but I'm hallucinating. I see a huge lion standing right in front of me.
No, that is a lion. But it's nothing to do with us. It's just that the pub's next door to a zoo.
This is the most dangerous pub I've ever had the misfortune to set foot in. Not only is it full of all manner of health hazards, it's structurally so weak it could fall down at any minute.
Rubbish. It's as sturdy as that old oak tree outside.
Well, I was going to shut you down, but it looks like that tree's done it for me. I'll be back when the pub's rebuilt, and it better be up to scratch.
Dodgy, what are we going to do?
Dodgy, where are you?
I'm under this tree.
Oh, here, let me help you out. Oh, sorry about that, mate.
No, don't apologise, Gary. That tree's given me a great idea. How do we give this place a healthier image? We make it an environmentally friendly pub.
Fantastic! What's that do?
You know, it's a pub that's friendly to the environment.
Right. Fantastic.
I'll show you. They've got one on display at the Ideal Pub exhibition.
Dodgy, are you sure this isn't just another one of your mad harebrained schemes?
Barry, or is it that? Nothing I do is mad or harebrained. It's always carefully thought out with a beautifully crisp, clean logic.
World of Calf, starring Dodgy Phil.
Dodgy, mate, you got to help me out. Look at the calf. He's dead in here.
I'll tell you what you need, love. A roller coaster. The Panthers will love it.
Here! Mind my back!
We're looking for stand 441. Now, this is number 439. Ooh, the postmodern pub.
By building an open-air pub with an indoor beer garden, the architects have deconstructed our tired, outdated notion of what the traditional pub should be.
Yes, by radically redefining this space, they have ironically brought us to a closer understanding of it.
But what if it rains?
Yes, you'd get wet.
A stupid idea, it'll never work.
440, celebrity pub quiz hosted by Melvin Bragg, supermodels Naomi Campbell, Eleanor Christensen, Kate Moss, Cindy Crawford, versus super scientist Professor Stephen Hawking, Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, Jeff Goldblum, and Carol Vorderman.
And at the end of that round, the supermodels are lagging behind on no points, whilst the scientists are on 9,189.333 recurring. Round 4, fashion. You should be looking to make up some ground here, supermodels. Which fashion is...
The designer widely accredited with the popularization of the miniskirt was Mary Quant.
Is incorrect.
but in another universe, it would be correct.
In that case, I'll give you half a point.
Oh, what?
Ah, here we go. 4-4-1. Hello. Welcome to EnviroPub, the environmentally friendly pub. Wonderful, isn't it? Let me show you around.
Yeah, there's something strange about this pub. Hey! There's no sawdust on the floor!
No, that would be a waste of valuable natural resources. Instead, we use only the finest moss imported from Madagascar. This is the bar. It's been hand-carved by the indigenous people of the Kantaponta tribe from a 100% renewable wood source and has a range of healthy vegan beers on draft, including jojoba beer, elderflower wine beer, and cucumber cleansing lager. The pub also has its own waterfall. A fruit machine that contains real fruit. And a beer garden where elks and fawns graze and frolic freely. We even have our own range of alternative bar snacks, including corn nuts, Cornish pasties, corn burgers, corn scratchings, ploughman's corn, and corn on the quab.
What's a quab?
It's like a cob, only made of corn.
This place sounds great.
But is it safe?
Of course, safe as houses. Hey, oh my word, what is that?
Extra! Extra! London plunged into chaos as houses collapsed.
As I was saying, the EnviroPub, safe as anything.
Extra! Extra! Nothing safe, says Pope.
It's as safe as a box of safety matches wrapped in a safety curtain and locked in a safe.
Extra! Man hit by safety matches wrapped in a safety curtain and locked in safe. I told you so, says Pope.
Look, take my word for it, it's safe.
I believe him.
How much is it?
500,000, and for that price, we allow you the choice of any one of our pre-patented pub names, including the Rainforest and Recycler, the Pygmy and Panpipes, the Hashish and Jostick, or the Green Non-Gender Specific Person.
£500,000, we can't afford that.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, ladies, let's get out of here.
Extra, extra. Boy goes round the back of EnviroPub for crafty fag.
Hey, boy, keep that match away from my EnviroPub. The whole thing runs on gas.
Extra. EnviroPub, environmentally unfriendly. Says badly singed boy.
So, what are we going to do now?
No problem. We build our own eco-pub.
I don't know if it's such a good idea.
Hey, what do you think, optimistic Bob?
It'll never work. So depressed.
Shut up, Bob. It'll be fine. I've got this mate who'll build us a new rubber-dub pub. He's well into all this alternative culture stuff.
He'll just sit in a rubber-dub nuclear sub, raised an abandoned rubber-dub bear cub, grows his own rubber-dub grub, and smokes that herbal tobacco. Oh, rubber-dub marijuana. I'll give him a bell.
Risen Ron?
Yeah.
Dodgy Phil.
Eco pub?
Yeah, mate.
He said it'd be straight there.
Rizzler.
Right, dodgy mate. I brought me crew, didn't I? Chainsaw Terry. Fidel Castro.
Cuban cigars. 2-4-pong.
And Edith Piaf. No. Yeah, sorry, man. No time to chat. I mean, got a bit of Seven Oaks bypass by 6 o'clock.
Having a demonstration?
Nah, mate. Nah. Getting a lift to me mum's. So, yeah, better get a shift on, yeah?
Crossing 4-pong. Get crossing.
Here you go, man. Sorted. We've had to cut a few corners, like, to save time, but it'll be cool unless some kind of fascist health inspector geezer, like, raids the place.
Hello, Harry Buttle. Remember me?
Oh, man, is that the time? Yeah, I've got a split, yeah.
Mr. Buttle, great to see you back again. So soon. Welcome to our new environmentally friendly pub, the Inuit and Igloo.
Yes, I'll show myself around.
Oh no.
Berry. It'll be fine. Trust me.
This pub's a disgrace. Failed in every single category. I'm going to have to...
Are you all right, mate?
Here, Barry, let me. Wait, mate!
No. It's no good, Gary. No good. It's dead.
Dead? Are you sure?
Right so.
Oh, no, that's awful. What are we going to do?
Well, there's only one thing to do. Forge your new report.
Good idea.
And you better ring the council. Let them know what's happened. Structure unsound. Toilets virulent. Beer contains cadmium. We can improve on this. There.
That is much better.
They're sending someone straight round.
Hello, I'm Harry Tuttle, the new health and safety inspector for your area. Ah, I see you have Mr. Buttle's report. Lager delicious, atmosphere velvety smooth. Jukebox nutritious. Not often you see a comment like that applied to a jukebox. It's normally faulty wiring, something like that. Still, it all seems to be in order, so... Whoa! Hold on a moment. You've got a corpse in the middle of your pub. That can't be hygienic.
That's Mr. Buttle.
All right, right. They mentioned he'd... What happened?
Don't know. He just suddenly keeled over.
Well, better send him in for an autopsy just to make sure it wasn't your pub that killed him. Right. Agent Harris DePace, I've got a 10-20 here in the pub. I need a team of paramedics. Stat, over. He's over there, boy. He's taken down to the lab for test. And that's medical lab, not the fall lab. I don't want you making the same mistake as last time. Just a routine check. It shouldn't take too long. We don't go back to snappy snaps.
Whoa, was that woman cross? She was not a happy bunny.
Harris, this is the lab, over.
Go ahead, over. I see. Okay. Will do, over. Yeah, just as I thought, nothing to do with you guys at all. Turns out he was just a very unhealthy health and safety officer. Ate badly, didn't exercise, and had a heart attack. So, you get the all clear.
Hooray!
Just as soon as I'd look in the beer garden.
Hooray! The beer garden?
Yes, it's the only part of the report that hasn't been completed. Through here, is it?
Relax, it's the garden. What's going to find this helpless gal here?
Oh my God, a stampede of elephants!
Ah, now that's nothing to do with us. They're from the zoo, next door.
Oh, okay. Better just make an note of that. Zoo keeps livestock on premises. Must be unhygienic. Look into this.
He won't find anything, will he?
No.
He definitely won't find anything.
No.
Gentlemen, I found something. Look at this. It appears that your pub is built upon a small geological fault which has hitherto remained undetected. This has resulted in a small fissure appearing.
We could put a bit of carpet over it.
Well, normally that'd be fine. In this case, I can't allow it, since the fissure is just large enough for a man to fall down.
I see.
Yes, and if a man were to fall down this fissure, he would never be seen again. It's a 300-foot drop. And if that didn't kill him, then the reservoir of toxic waste, which seems to have accumulated under your pub, certainly would. And even if that didn't kill him, then he'd starve to death because there are no shops down there. Well, at least I hope there aren't. They'd be contravening all sorts of health and safety regulations.
Dodgy! What are we going to do?
I have the perfect solution.
You do?
You do?
Yes. There you go. I've solved all your problems by simply pushing an innocent man to his senseless death.
Nice one!
We did it. We actually got away with it.
Wait. Hang on a minute. What's that noise? Sounds a bit like, I don't know, some kind of eruption.
Oh, pushing that guy down the ravine must have started some kind of volcanic reaction.
Got you!
Sorry, ladies.
World of Pub was written by Tony Roach and based on an original idea by Tony Roach and David Specchio, and starred John Thompson, Peter Serafinowicz, Phil Cornwell, Kim Wall and Deborah Stevenson. Theme music by Bill Bailey, special effects by Carl Phillips and Nick Romero. The producer was Jane Vertu.
Hello. Lava lamp then? Yeah, mate. I might be able to sort you out with some lava after all.